This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Good evening and good day, good morning across the country. Yes, we are heard around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell and producer Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll take you up to the top of the next hour, and later on tonight you'll hear us and throughout the morning hours on Sirius 217 XM 203 and the Sirius XM Internet app channel 967. After all the college hoops, although limited action tonight, NBA and NHL goes final. Lots to get to. You know, we're going to do a lot on college basketball. And I'll tell you what, and I just watched PTI, and I give Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon on ESPN a lot of credit. Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa, this woman. Look, she's Sue Bird, and maybe better. I'm telling you, this gal is special. If you saw that game yesterday when they knocked out Indiana, Iowa, and then, of course, the men's, I sound like an Iowa shill, Scott Farrell, the raspy voice, Scott Farrell. He was killing Iowa. He was killing Fran McCaffrey. But come on, man. They were down 13 points with 94 seconds left in the game on Saturday, forced overtime, and won it. What a wild weekend. We got a lot to get to. Again, Dom's down coming up in the final 14 minutes of the program, which I love because there's a lot of NFL talk. The Bears are now likely to trade that number one pick. They're happy with Fields at quarterback, and Bryce Young could go first. I don't think he will. The Alabama quarterback, it looks like if the Bears hold on to it, they're going to go for edge rusher Will Anderson out of Alabama. You know, the Texans would be in line for Bryce Young. They need a quarterback. Cardinals, Tyree Wilson, an edge rusher. And then you got Indianapolis is needing a quarterback, C.J. Stroud, Ohio State's there. And then Seattle, of course, got the Denver pick, Jalen Carter of Georgia. That would be a top five just to toss around in some order. You know, later on in the week, we're going to do some pop culture stuff, some books, some movies. I'm watching a bunch of movies. I got about five books going, so look forward to that. And we'll do that Wednesday and Thursday. Brock Hines tomorrow. So we have a huge week, and it all starts today. Monday into a Tuesday here. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM. We're presented by Destiny. Nation Grill in the heart of central Iowa, Grimes, Johnston, Iowa, right there, just a little north and west of Des Moines. Destination Grill with an E on the end.com. I'm Marty Terrell. Locked and loaded on a Monday into a Tuesday here on Sports Byline. Keep it right here.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and with nationwide 5G. Plus, get a Samsung A13 5G for only $99.99, down from $149. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
All right, talking the world of sports more here on a Monday. American Forces Radio Network. Want to give a shout out to our servicemen and women, their officers and support staff around the globe during these tough times abroad. No question about it. Destination Grill. We took in the brunch yesterday, and it's phenomenal, just like we knew and had heard about. Destination Grill in Grimes, Iowa. Check them out at destinationgrill.com. Friday and Saturdays, 5 p.m. until they run out, and they always do. Prime rib. That is right. Destination Grill Saturday and Sundays. They go 5 p.m. until they run out. Destination Grill will be your NCAA March Madness headquarters for us here at Calling All Sports and Sports Byline and Sirius XM, as the regional will take place here in Des Moines. It'll be a Thursday-Saturday regional. Des Moines, Iowa, Wells Fargo Arena will be Thursday-Saturday coming up in mid-March. So we're about 2 weeks out. Selection Sunday was 2 weeks from yesterday. And, of course, we got all the conference tournament action. Missouri Valley Conference will kick it off down in St. Louis, Arch Madness, and so away we go. All right, so that's where we start. One other note, Thursday night, sports trivia night at Muggsy's in Pleasant Hill, Iowa. I'll be out there on Thursday night. We will likely do the show there, and then we will start a sports trivia night there on Thursday. So we thank Ash Lynn. She runs the show out there along with Jim and company, so that'll be Muggsy's in Pleasant Hill Thursday night. All right, let's get to the world of sports. We'll do the NFL stuff. There's a lot going on. I mean, we got Tom Brady talk again. Here we go. Last time it was 40 days before he announced he was coming back. Do I think Brady's coming back? I really don't. But, you know, Ben Volen yesterday in the Boston Globe, the Sunday Globe notes column, you know, throws out a theory, and, of course, all the national talking heads jump on it. I mean, it's not impossible. Brady grew up in San Mateo, so he's a Bay Area guy, and the 49ers need a quarterback. And we'll get into this with Dominic Jimenez in the final segment of the show. But I'll just run through it real quick, and then we can elaborate on it. But if you think about it, Brady has ties to the Bay Area. We know this. So you look at – they got Trey Lance, the quarterback. He's hurt, and his recovery has been slow. And now you've got you've got Brock Purdy, and his surgery has not taken place for the elbow injury sustained in the NFC Championship game 3 weeks ago against, or four, almost a month ago, or no, 3 weeks ago against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. He's got inflammation. He's got complications pre-surgery. He's got complications. The inflammation hasn't gone down. And I'm not a doctor, and I'm not going to play one here on a syndicated radio show, but only on what we read, and that Brock Purdy's probably not going to be ready anywhere near close to the start of the season. He could easily be well into week four, week five, perhaps even longer. So that leaves the Niners with a quarterback situation. Now, Shanahan, the coach out there, has already said that Garoppolo's not an option. Garoppolo, Vegas, Tampa, Green Bay, I mean, Indianapolis, there's all sorts of possibilities. But then there's this Tom Brady for one more year in San Francisco. What a way to put a cap on a Hall of Fame career, the greatest quarterback, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, finishing up with the 49ers. Does that make sense? Does that make any sense? And I, you know, honestly, we're getting Brady fatigue. We are getting Tom Brady fatigue, trust me. And I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Patriot fan and a big Brady fan, and I'm getting tired of it. You know, it's, you know, you're either in or you're out, and now he says he's out. I don't think this is going to happen, folks. I really and truly don't. But, boy, you could see it. I mean, you could see it. I mean, the money wouldn't be the issue. Money does not motivate him, although he would still command, you know, the cuckoo money that they're paying quarterbacks and paying professional athletes these days. What are the Niners going to do? Dominic has got his finger on the pulse of the Bay Area and the Niners a lot more than I do, and thank God we got him coming up here. Again, final segment of the program tonight, because it's interesting to see. And it's gaining some traction. There's some rumblings out there. What are the Niners going to do? Do they go Matty Ryan? I mean, he's available. And you say, well Matty Ryan, well, in the right system with those receivers, that offensive line, you got McCaffrey. I mean, you got so many weapons. I mean, that's a team where the ancillary parts can make a aging quarterback look pretty good. I mean, seriously, I mean, Brady would be a great fit, and I don't think Matty Ice is, and Matty Ryan is a horrible option. Dom might see it differently, so we will debate that coming up, so that is interesting. So if the Bears do peel back the number one and put it out there, they're going to get assets, folks. I mean, that's a pick everybody wants. They say there's at least four, possibly five, upwards of eight teams, four that are real serious about going after that number one. And then what do you do? Well, it depends on the team. You know, do you go Bryce Young? Yeah, you go Bryce Young if you need a quarterback. And if you need defense, you're going to take Will Anderson. And then you got C.J. Stroud. He's not going to go anywhere near number one. In fact, there's some scouting reports and some talk about C.J. Stroud, wondering if he's truly got the accuracy and the arm strength to be an elite quarterback in the National Football League. We're going to see. You know, and then you've got Seattle at number five, and they've already made it clear that if Jalen Carter from Georgia's there, that's going to be their pick. So, look, the draft is going to be here before you know it. I mean, seriously, it is right around the corner. Once we get through March Madness and that calendar turns April, it's all hands on deck. It'll be very, very quick, and the draft will be here. So, going to be interesting. All right, the other thing was the college basketball over the weekend, the NBA basketball. You had buzzer beaters all over the place. Some that went in, or most of them that went in, and then some that went in that didn't count. So Saturday night, Dateline Philadelphia, Celtics get a big bucket on a design play that former coach Brad Stevens designed. Joe Mazzulla, the current coach, designed the same play, took the play right out of Brad Stevens' playbook, put it in play. Jason Tatum hits a three straight away. Celtics 110-107, hold the phone. There's still 1.5 seconds to go in the game. Inbounds to Joel Embiid. He has a 41-point night. He heaves the ball 75 feet, nothing but net, after the buzzer doesn't count. The Celtics, I'm telling you, they live a charmed life. They get every single call. The clock works in their favor. Reviews on videotape, replays go in their favor. It almost looks rigged, but it isn't. Dateline Dallas yesterday between the Lakers and the Mavericks, 27-point lead for the Mavs second quarter before LeBron and Anthony Davis and company put it into high gear, and the Lakers come all the way back. The Mavericks look horrible. If you want to see a face where it looks like someone is drinking motor oil in Dallas, look at the pictures of Mavericks owner Mark Cuban when that game went final. Jason Kidd called out his team. They didn't play a lick of defense. Dallas did not play a lick of defense in that basketball game. An embarrassing defeat. Trae Young, Atlanta, buzzer beater, and Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa women's team, beats Indiana with a 35-foot heave at the gun. Crazy finish, suspect calls. Women's basketball, folks, has traction in this country. South Carolina, the Gamecocks, the Lady Gamecocks, 36 consecutive weeks, number one team in the women's poll. The girl, the young player, Boston, I think she's from New England, too, or has connections to Worcester, Mass. She's phenomenal. Caitlin Clark is wonderful talent. She's the Larry Bird or Sue Bird. She's a bird of a different feather or a very similar feather to basketball greats. She played right down the road from whence I speak, from exactly where I speak right now, Buffalo Road in West Des Moines, Iowa, Dowling Catholic, and she shoots threes beyond the NBA three-point line. That's where she feels most comfortable. It's a great story. Caitlin Clark and the University of Iowa, although they dropped in the poll, they went to 7. So, what a weekend for hoops. What a week and a fortnight to look forward to. NCAA, the month of March, comes up on Wednesday. We'll have a rollicking 2 weeks, and then an even more rollicking 6 weeks. We get through the NCAA tournament, the Masters, the NFL draft, the start of baseball. Great time of year to have you with us here on Sports Byline Broadcast, presented this portion by Destination Grill, Grimes, Johnston, Iowa, right on the town line. Saturday and Sunday brunch, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They do a phenomenal job. John Ann Granillo, Mark Hanrahan, and the staff at Destination Grill welcome all you people coming to Iowa for the NCAAs to enjoy Destination Grill.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Talking the world of sports here, Sports Byline Broadcast. This portion of the show brought to you by Muggsy's in Pleasant Hill, Iowa. We want to give you a shout out there because Thursday night, Sports Trivia Night at 7. And we will likely be out there with the show on Thursday. We're getting those arrangements finalized right now. A couple notes here real quick. And I love this guy, too, this Lance Brandt. He is in the Midwest. He said Carver Hawkeye Arena, and he's right, Saturday and Sunday was the place to be. And then the Iowa baseball team beat LSU. So the number one team in the country. So it's crazy. But around the country, I mean, Chicago right now, number one pick in the NFL draft is going to be marketed. What's going on in the Bay Area? What we got going on with the new pitch clock in baseball? Let's go around. Let's clean out the sports closet of our mind. Let's bring in our pal Fred Smith to talk to the world of sports. Freddie, how are you today, pal? What's going on?
Good. Doing good, Marty. Had a good Monday here, just kind of recapping everything that went on over the weekend. A little bit of everything over the weekend, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the Celtics won a big game. The Bruins, in fact, the Bruins got a big game. Both of them playing tonight. Celtics and Knicks, I believe, at Madison Square Garden. And you got the Bruins in Edmonton, the Red Sox with the rest of the baseball world down in Florida. I don't know about these new rules. I don't like the Ghost Runner. The bases are bigger now. They're the size of a pizza box. They should put the Muggsy's logo, Muggsy's Pizza, on every base. You know, they got bigger bases now, the size of a pizza box. You got the pitch clock. You got the hitter in the batter's box clock. I don't know. I saw the statistics. Baseball spring training games, on average, were 23 minutes quicker year-to-date than they were a year ago. Baseball's the game without a clock. That's what makes baseball great. Why would you? Abner Doubleday, who invented the game, is turning over in his grave. Baseball was invented without a clock. What are you doing with a clock? This isn't a track meet. Who cares if the game goes 3 hours? It's baseball. It's Americana. It's Chevrolet ice cream, Cracker Jacks. Go ahead. Have at it, Freddie. I'll shut up. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Marty. We're old school, and we grew up on that. And what are they, catering to the TV fans? You go to Fenway or you go to any big league park, you know, you don't want to be over in a flash. You want to have a good time. You want the thing to be played out. And, you know, you don't want to be looking against the clock all the time. You know, your spring training started. One good thing, the Red Sox are 3-0, but I mean, I watched some of the spring training today. Who's keeping the clock on the pitcher? Who's keeping the clock on the batter? Now they got some electronic strike zone where you can challenge so many pitches in a game. I mean, especially with runners in scoring position. You throw the ball back from the catcher and he's already whipping it up there. I mean, they're talking about, you know, this. You need a certain amount of time between pitch to gain that composure and rest and give your maximum amount on each pitch. But from what I've seen, you guys are just up there chucking it. They're worried about the clock. But I think as time goes on and they're visible, they can see the clock. They can kind of adjust their motion. But, you know, guys are going to maybe have to alter their style or their windup or from what they're accustomed to. It's in the early stages, but so far I'm not a big fan of it. And that Red Sox game, the guy was called out at home on the third strike because he wasn't looking at the pitcher within 8 seconds. And I thought the guy walked. What's going on?
I did too. He thought he walked. He started to walk down the first baseline. The umpire came out in front and said, no, you're out. And then the game ended in a tie, 6-6. It's asinine. You know, here, I'm going to romanticize baseball. You call this old school. That's fine. You can't offend me. My skin's thick. I like you. We're East Coast. We're tough. But I will say this. You know, there was a time where the Pawtucket Red Sox, they're now the Worcester, what are they now? The Worcester, what are they? The Wahoos?
The Woo Sox. But anyway,
yeah, the Woo Sox. Well, anyways, so yeah. Pawtucket, Rhode Island had a team, and they played the Rochester Red Wings, and the game went 33 innings. Okay? The game, it's one of the most historic games ever played. Look it up. Pawtucket Red Sox, Pawtucket Rhode Island Red Sox, now based in Worcester. Rochester Red Wings, Cal Ripken was in that game. Wade Boggs was in that game. It was a whole bunch of great game, okay? And then last year in the American League first round, you had Seattle. You had Seattle winning a game in 19 innings with a home run, Jeremy Peña, in a 1-0 game that went 19 innings. It was epic. Baseball was invented without a clock. They're ruining it, Freddie. They're ruining baseball.
Red Sox were involved in some kind of 18-19 inning game in a not too distant past. So
that was at 2018 against the Dodgers in the World Series, or the Astros in the ALCS. Yeah. Drives me nuts. Leave the damn game alone, would you please? Yeah, go ahead.
Red Sox were, there was a couple of games on today. St. Louis and, then the Red Sox and Minnesota were on. So I think everybody's trying to figure out what's happening with the new rules.
The clock,
I do agree.
Yeah.
The bases look giant. What is that supposed to promote more base stealing or something?
They think the American League, we're a National League, they steal bases. American League, of course, they both now have the designated hitter. We'll have more time to gripe about this in the weeks ahead. I want to shift gears. I don't know about you, but I'm not sick of it, but we're getting Brady fatigue. But the Boston Globe yesterday floated the idea that the 49ers, Trey Lance is hurt, Purdy hasn't had his surgery yet. He's got inflammation. He's not going to be ready. And now Brady from San Mateo in the Bay Area being discussed as a possibility, one and done with the 49ers. What's the mood in New England? And are you guys sick and tired of Brady talk or what?
I've already turned the page. Football's gone. I'm not paying any attention to football. We'll see how it plays out, but it's over, except for the XFL. I watched a little of that. You know, now we got golf, we got NASCAR, basketball. Like I said, golf, baseball's picking up. I don't know. I've turned the page. Hockey. You know, we got enough. I don't know, baseball. I'm all footballed out.
Yeah. Well, but Brady comes back. Here we go again. We'll see. I don't think he's going to, but you know, it's still being floated out and about. All right. So. Let's get to it. So help me understand. They had, when I saw this, in the mountains of California, 6.5 feet of snow. San Francisco, and where they had the race this weekend, I think it's Fontana, they had snow. I mean, the Bay Area just doesn't see snow. Now, that's closer, I think, to Sacramento, that area. Did you watch? How did they do it? And they finished the race on Sunday, did they not?
Yeah, Fontana's down in Southern Cali off of Highway 10 there in the San Bernardino Mountains. But, yeah, it was weird Saturday. No qualifying, no practice, nothing. It was raining cats and dogs, but it was also snowing, big, heavy, wet snowflakes. And, you know, how often does that happen in Southern Cali? You know, we figure we go out there, the weather will be nice, everybody will be in shorts. But, like, it was in the 40s. So, obviously, they set the field by last week's finishes, and they got the race underway on Sunday, and a couple big milestones there. Harvick got his 750th start in the NASCAR series, and that's only second to Jeff Gordon and Ricky Rudd, so that's quite a testament to Kevin Harvick, the Iron Man that he is. I think the last race he didn't start was way back in 2002, so... you know, he's been really well. I like that track out there. It's a 2-mile track. It's 5 lanes wide. You find where your car wants to run. And I figured, wow, there really wouldn't be many cautions. But actually, there was 8 cautions for 30-something laps. And midway through the race, there was a wreck. Took out some good cars. Tyler Reddick, a California boy. Chris Bell, Amarola, Ryan Preece. That Stuart Haas team's really been having some tough luck. Kevin came in 5th, I think, but everybody else didn't finish, involved in a wreck. They didn't have very good luck at Daytona. But, you know, Kyle Busch, so you asked me if he was the face of NASCAR. Well, you know,
I guess he is.
Yeah, he's like the after Harvick retires, he's going to be carrying the torch. So he had a good race. He had a good car, that Chevrolet. He had four Chevrolets in the top four there finishing that race. So Chevrolet, I'm a Chevy guy. I like that Chevy horsepower. So you had Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott. Ross Chastain had a really good car. Suarez, Harvick. Denny Hamlin was the lone Toyota, followed by Keselowski, Bowman, Austin Dillon, and Joey Logano. So both of Richard Childress's car were in the top 10. So good race for them. And then over on the Xfinity side, that race last night, and John Hunter Nemechek won that race. The two Iowa boys, Sammy Smith, came in 19th. Brett Moffitt, Iowa boy, he came in 9th. So both those Iowa guys had a pretty good race out there. So, and then Kyle and Kurt Busch moved into the all-time leaders for race win amongst brothers with 95.
Fantastic. So hey, we're out of time.
Yeah,
we're out of time. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to take my team Toyota against your team Chevy. We'll see how it ends up at the end of the year with the Cup, all right? Good job out of you, Fred. Excellent job out of you. Recapping the racing brought to you by Muggsy's. They have all the racing, all the NASCAR. They even have just everything over there. They really do. They put the racing on each and every weekend. The indie stuff, fantastic. Coming back here, Sports Byline, Dom's Download, right around the corner here, SiriusXM, American Forces Radio Network.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845.
800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Party Trail here along the way. Dominic's Download, presented by Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub, home for NASCAR and other great sporting events, and home for St. Patrick's Day and the NCAA basketball tournament. So we look forward to that. We'll do what's streaming and what's on the tube tonight in the world of sports, and we're going to do movies and books later on in the week, probably Wednesday. Thursday, we'll try to get to Muggsy's. Friday, for sure, we're there. That's the Friday there. And then we'll also have Foodie Friday, too. And we'll be featuring Destination Grill, rather, for a second week. We look forward to that. John Ann Granillo will join us. Let's get Dom in here, courtesy of Muggsy's. Dom, hope you had a good weekend. What's going on, my friend? How are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. Just enjoying a nice and cold Monday. I'm all about the cold weather.
How much snow did you guys get out there?
So in San Francisco, not much, but if you look at some of the mountains that surround the area, you can see snow on the mountaintops. The roads up to Tahoe were shut down. Santa Cruz, which is about an hour and change south, they got some snow on their mountains. So it was way more than we're used to.
Well, I've been out there a bunch, and I used to, go across the Golden Gate, and then I would go out to Wine Country. Did the Wine Country get, did they get it out there at all, do you know?
So Napa and that Wine Country, not that I'm aware of, but if you head about half an hour east of there, they got snow. So it was very close to Wine Country, but I don't think the Napa-Sonoma area actually did get any snow.
All right, we're doing a little travel here on Dom's Download. I threw you a curveball. We're going to get to the Niners here to sit, but I want you to help me out. Have you been over to Wine Country? Have you ever gone out there?
Yeah, I've been to Napa a handful of times, yeah.
Okay, so I go out there to Mondavi one time, okay? Mm-hmm. And so I just got to bring this up. Now, this is probably 20 years ago, but I went across the Golden Gate Bridge. I made my way out there, and I was with some guys and some gals, and I ended up finding this, like a, and you might know this, I think it's everybody in the Bay Area, or not everybody, but a lot of people in the Bay Area know about it. But I'm driving along, and then I hear, or I had read, either in GQ or Esquire or some magazine, about this, like a general store, a country store in Napa, near Mondavi, or one of those places where you go in there, and they do wine samplings, but not only that, they get you the biggest, fattest sandwiches you have ever seen. I had a Reuben with sauerkraut on it, pastrami. I am not kidding you, Dom. This place was phenomenal. And the parking lot, it was a very small place. The parking lot was jammed, and tons of people on motorcycles and 20-speed or 10-speed bikes. Do you know what place I'm talking about? Have you ever heard of it?
I do not. I haven't heard about it. But as you were talking, I was making notes on my phone to, once we're done here, I'm going to Google the heck out of it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I wanted... Yeah, and I was trying to think of the name of it before we went on today, but what a place, what a place. All right, let's get to it. Sports. Niners quarterbacking situation. Boston Sunday Globe once again floated it out there. No Purdy. He's probably going to be mid-September, October. Lance is struggling. They have no quarterback. They have no quarterback. Will Kyle Shanahan bite the bullet and bring Garoppolo back? Where are they going to go?
No, they're absolutely not going to bring back Garoppolo. Shanahan's done with him. Garoppolo's done with the Niners. It's one of those ones where, sure, in theory it would work, but the relationship is just is not there anymore. They're absolutely – Garoppolo's done. He's not coming back at all. I've said it before. I think they go with some kind of veteran quarterback who knows that they're a veteran quarterback and that they may not be starting much, if at all, moving forward. Somebody like an Andy Dalton, a Matt Ryan, if the expectation and he goes in okay with it, that, hey, you're probably not going to start. Somebody like that. I don't think they're going to.
But the veteran would start the season because Purdy and Lance aren't going to be ready. So whoever they sign, you got to sign with the idea that they're going to probably be your quarterback for 2, possibly 4 to 5 weeks, right?
I don't know. We don't know a whole lot about Trey Lance's ankle and what kind of shape it's in. I haven't seen an ETA onto when he's expected. Obviously, Purdy getting the surgery pushed back, they said it doesn't affect the timeline that much. But like I told you when we were talking about his injury and the surgery the first time, never trust the actual date that they say things when it comes to surgery. It's never right. So who knows what's up with Purdy. As far as everything I've seen and as far as I know, Trey Lance is recovering well. He should be ready for the start of the season. But it never hurts to have a veteran quarterback who, under duress, can do something. We saw Josh Johnson. He's a veteran quarterback, but not a kind of guy that you want taking snaps in a football game. So do you want a guy like Andy Dalton or Matt Ryan taking a lot of snaps in a season? No, but they're a great kind of guy to have in case of emergency and for tutelage purposes.
Trey Lance was walking around Radio Row at the Super Bowl with a noticeable limp, a very, very pronounced limp. That's not a good sign, is it, even though it's February?
Yeah, probably not, no. That I hadn't seen, I hadn't heard that, so that's news to me. That's unfortunate. Again, he's got, what, four months still before we really start going at it through into scrimmages and exhibition games and stuff. So I'm going to hold out hope. But again, I could see them signing Dalton, Matt Ryan, even maybe a Jacoby Brissett kind of guy. It has to be a little bit more of an attractive backup role given the state of the quarterbacks that are on the roster. Both super young, both coming off significant injuries. It has to be, while the pay is not going to be what you could probably get on a different team given the 49ers cap situation, I do think that it's enticing at least a little bit in terms of, hey, I actually might get to play a fair amount. I'm not coming here to just sit behind some young guys. There's a very strong possibility that they do get a lot of meaningful reps in games this season.
Well, it's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens. All right, what do the Bears do with that number one pick? It looks like they're, you know, making a serious notion that they're going to trade it. If they do, you know, they're going to move down, and you're going to see someone move up. Of course, it depends on who moves up, but is Will Anderson going number one, or is a team moving up to snag Bryce Young, the quarterback out of Alabama by way of Pasadena, California? What do you think?
I think a team's going to trade up to grab a quarterback, knowing that the Texans are going to take a quarterback at two. It's an opportunity for whatever team that may need a quarterback to jump up to one and get the quarterback that they want, as opposed to A, letting a different team trade up and those two quarterbacks going 1-2, or having to trade up to three to settle for whoever the Texans didn't pick. So I'm strong believer that the Bears are going to trade out of that one spot. I think it's the best thing for them to do. We've seen what these top three picks go for teams looking to move up. Great move for them, and I think it will be for a quarterback so that whatever team is desperate enough to want to trade up will dictate on their own terms which quarterback they take, and I think it's going to be between Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud.
On the weekend, and I know you watch SportsCenter, what was the most spectacular thing you saw all weekend? Two of them are Iowa, and I'm an Iowa apologist. Was it their comeback win being 13 down with 94 seconds to go against Tom Izzo's Michigan State Spartans? It's like Izzo stopped coaching, and they beat them 112 to 106 in overtime. Or was it Caton Clark with an amazing 35-foot three at the buzzer to launch the Lady Hawks over the Lady Hoosiers at Carver Hawkeye, capping off a remarkable, remarkable weekend on those panels of wood over in Iowa City, Iowa? Was it Trae Young? Was it the Embiid shot that didn't go? Was it the Lakers coming from 27 down? Or is it something that I haven't mentioned?
There were a couple things. I'm not going to choose just one, but there were a couple things that caught my eye. Admittedly, didn't watch as much SportsCenter as I normally do this past weekend. Was busy with some family visiting and whatnot. Caitlin Clark, for sure, big deal.
Tremendous.
Soft spot for her as she's somebody who's been on the network before. She's a baller. And it's nice to see her get the national attention. She had national attention last year, but for the last year and change, it's been Paige Bueckers first and then Caitlin Clark. So it's nice to see Caitlin Clark get her proper dues. The Lakers come back against the Mavericks. I have a soft spot for the Mavericks as a huge Luka Doncic fan, so that was a little disappointing. Admittedly, the Warriors almost blowing a eight-point lead with a minute left against the Timberwolves, doing almost everything possible to lose the game. Yep. If things had broken a couple more ways for the Timberwolves, I'd be talking about that and saying that's the most unbelievable thing I've seen possibly this season. But luckily the Warriors avoided that. So I think Caitlin Clark and the Lakers' 27-point comeback, for the first time in NBA history, a team came back after being down 27. I think those are the two, in my mind, the notable things. Oh, and the third, two games ended with the pitch clock violation.
I know. I was going to go there.
So stupid.
And Damian Lillard scored 71, and we didn't even mention it. I didn't mention it.
I feel bad.
Horrible job out of me.
I like Damian Lillard and completely forgot he did that Sunday night against the Rockets. But yes, no, it was a very impressive performance. And how about Donovan Mitchell's mom texting him, "Hey, Lillard scored 71 also, so are you going to go out and score 72 now?" That's a good one.
I saw that. That was great. Dominic Jimenez, it's Dom's Download, brought to you by Muggsy's. We'll have Thursday night sports trivia night there. Looking forward to it. Come on out. We got some neat stuff, so we're looking forward to it. All right, well, you mentioned it in our final couple minutes here. Pitch clock, games ending, batter's box, 8 seconds here. I don't know, Dom. I'm old school. You heard Fred Smith say it. I just, baseball, Abner Doubleday, again, is rolling over in his grave. It was invented without a clock. There's no hands on the clock because there is no clock. Why are they ruining baseball? Why? So what if the game goes long? I don't care.
They're trying to cater to the younger millennials and Gen Z, but the problem is saving 20 minutes a game or whatever the math ends up being won't make somebody like baseball. And that's the thing. They're trying to be more attractive to the people who aren't already fans. And I understand wanting to expand your fan base because for baseball, your fan base is aging. I completely get it, wanting to get into that 18 to 40 demo. We hear about that demo for everything, sports, television, movies, whatever it might be. That's your target audience, and I understand it because they're, over the course of the next 30 years, going to spend more money than the other demographics will because some of them just are going to get old. Some of them won't be around anymore. That's the unfortunate nature of ratings and whatever, but saving that time is not going to make somebody like the sport if they're already not a fan. Now, there's going to be a huge subset of people who are going to enjoy that they're going to save 20, 30 minutes on a weeknight and get home a little bit sooner. That's a valid feeling. Totally cool. I don't care. I think Rob Manfred is the worst commissioner in North America, and I'm going to put even Gary Bettman and the former Don Garber over him for MLS because what a mess that guy was. And just, he's trying to fix things that don't need to be fixed. And it's maddening what he's done to baseball. Now, my friend made a great point. There was a really quick note. Cricket did something similar a handful of years ago, and it's now the number two participated and watched sport globally. So maybe time will tell, but I don't think Rob Manfred is that type of genius that all these changes are going to make baseball a huge ratings boom.
All right, Dominic Jimenez, his Download brought to you by, again, Muggsy's. Be there Thursday night for trivia night in Pleasant Hill, Iowa. Come on out and join us. Anyhow, I found the name of that country store in Napa. I'll divulge it when we come back. Also, what do people do at baseball games? What do people do at baseball games? I'm going to tell you what they do at baseball games, which is why it doesn't matter if people are going to go home early and it's a school night, they're going home early if the game's tied 1-1. What do people do at baseball games? I'm going to tell you when we come back, and I'm right on this. Don't go away.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line. Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number. 800-634-0482. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, if you're heading to Napa, as we're back here on Calling All Sports, Lisa P. Wrote a review. The name of the place some 20 years ago, and it's still there, Oakville Grocery. It's a Napa Valley go-to. In addition to fantastic fresh-made sandwiches, the Wagon Wheel Grilled Cheese is to die for. She says salads and sides, they make their own hummus in amazing flavors. They have a huge selection of Napa Valley wines. Oakville Grocery, that's it. I knew it. And it's more like a general store. They call it grocery, but it's not very big. I'm telling you, we pulled up and parking lot was absolutely packed. What a place. Oakville Grocery in Napa. Check it out for those going that way. All right, let's get to it. NBA tonight. I mean, Knicks, Celtics, Heat, Sixers. It doesn't get much better than that. That's going to kind of carry the night. NHL, you know, again, I sound like a shill, but Boston's at Edmonton. And then you got Colorado and Vegas out west is huge. NCAA basketball tonight. North Carolina, Florida State, the ACC carries the torch. And then West Virginia, Iowa State in the Big 12, and then Baylor, Okie State. These are 8 o'clock Central, 9 East starts, except for the 7 o'clock start, which is getting underway right now, North Carolina and Florida State, and I believe that'll be a ESPN game. So there you go. Great job out of the whole crew. Tomorrow, Brock Hines, he'll be chiming in on a whole bunch of stuff, including hockey, college hockey, NHL. We got a lot to talk about with Hinesy. We'll also be talking about the PGA Tour against the LIV Tour, and the TV ratings were abysmal. Chris Kirk won at Honda. We didn't touch on that. All right, for Dominic Jimenez, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your Monday into a Tuesday here across the country and around the world. Sports Byline, Sirius XM, American Forces Radio Network. We'll catch you tomorrow.